follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Fatherhood and family building. There are so many factors. Parenting, encouragement, managing a career, and home life. Welcome to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. Today's father is all about more than bringing home the bacon. It's all about managing relationships. Now, here's your host, Freddie Scott.
And it's all right by me.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America, and thank you so much again for joining us. Hopefully each and every one of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I know I did, had a chance to travel and spend time with both sides of my family, both my wife's side and my side of the family, had some pleasant surprises, saw my sisters and brothers, and just, it was just a wonderful time, and I hope all of you had a similar experience of creating great memories with your loved ones and for your children. We've got a great show, of course, lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about the Black Friday blues. Many of you, I'm sure, took advantage of Black Friday, and unfortunately a lot of us not only took advantage of it, but probably took too much advantage of it and probably got ourselves into some unnecessary debt. And so we're going to be talking with financial expert Christopher Hogan, who's going to be sharing some tips on how do we navigate these holidays and not get ourselves in so much debt that we're spending 2012 paying off the debt that we get ourselves into over the holidays. Of course, as always, you can keep this conversation going on Twitter by following at Freddie Scott, or you can go to freddiescott.org for more information and links on all the things that we're going to be talking about today on the show. The call is free, 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. If you have questions regarding any sports that took place over this weekend, if you want to give a shout-out for your team, or if you have questions specifically for myself or for our guests, please feel free to join us and ask your question, or you can post your question on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you like the Freddie Scott Show on Facebook, and on Facebook you'll be able to see links to the show, on-demand podcasts of the show, as well as links to all the guests and things that we feature each and every single week. Well, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Last week I had my good buddy Chris Sanders on the line, and we were talking about this weekend sports, and I asked flat out, you know, if he felt if the Packers would still be undefeated after that game, and he went with the Lions, and they're young and up and coming, they're talented, they're ready to play a meaningful game on Thanksgiving, which I know the entire city was just buzzing, and it was great to see. Being a former Detroit Lion, my dad played there with the Lions for 6 years, from 78 to 83, to be able to see the city alive once again and see so many Lion jerseys out there, because usually when the Packers come in town, it's usually basically just a home game for them because the Packer fans travel so well. But to be able to see the support that the city of Detroit gave there, I could see why so many people wanted them to win. But the thing you always have to keep in mind when you're talking about a true champion and true winners, especially a team that's on a roll like the Packers are, you have to realize that a full stadium isn't going to faze them. You know, a team being pumped to play against them isn't fazing them, because you have to realize every single week, every team in the NFL is measuring themselves against them. So every team in the NFL has the Packers scheduled date circled on their calendar as, this is the date where we want to show that we are as good, if not better, than the champions. And to this point, no one has been able to say we're as good or better than the Packers. They're still undefeated. And so with that mindset, you have to realize that I don't care what team you are, you're not going to shake the confidence of the Packers. A loud stadium isn't going to cause Aaron Rodgers to get flustered under the pocket. You got to realize that this is what they do. They're on a mission, and until somebody lines up to knock them out, they're going to stay undefeated, and they're going to continue to, I believe, do something very special this season. Now, with that being said, that I would easily say is the number one story right now, the fact that the Packers are still undefeated and looks like on a pathway to probably finish up the regular season undefeated. But I would say the number two story you've got to say is this guy Tim Tebow in Denver and what he is doing there. He is 5-1 as a starter. He's got two wins in overtime. He went only 9 of 18 for only 143 yards and one touchdown. So he's not lighting up the field with his arm. But at the end of the day, they're 5-1. And even though you may not like him, it seems like he's very polarizing. I don't think there's anyone that is lukewarm with him. You either really love him or you don't. And at the end of the day, he's getting the job done, because at the end of the day, the job of an NFL quarterback is to win games. Now, at some point, a defense is going to figure out we're going to have to just load up the box with 9 in the box and not let them run and do the things that they're doing. But until someone figures out the code, he's being successful. And you know what? And this is probably even the most glaring stat. Tim Tebow has beaten every team in his division on the road. Now, you may not understand that a little bit, but how powerful that is, because typically the good teams win at home, but the great teams can win on the road consistently. And when you talk about pretty much a first-year guy, even though, yeah, this is the second year of the league, but now they've given him the reins now, for him to be 5-1 and to have beaten every single team in his division on the road, that's a powerful statement. No, I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, make this playoff run and go to the Super Bowl or anything like that. I'm just saying he's doing a good job right now for the brief experience that he's had so far. And I'm curious to see what adjustments teams are going to make to try to slow him down, because you know what? Right now, his team is on fire. They're playing with confidence, and I wouldn't want to line up against the Broncos right now. The other big story this weekend, of course, LSU looked impressive. Personally, I was hoping LSU would lose, just not because I have anything against LSU, but because I would love to see what the BCS would do if you had all these teams with one loss or two losses, and how they could conceivably justify a national championship game when everyone in the country knows that on any given Saturday, any college team could beat anyone else. And so right now it's LSU and Alabama, number one and number two. You've got Oklahoma State sliding back into the fray. And so hopefully, you know, things will shake out. But at the end of the day, we need to see a playoff system, because I don't see how LSU, Alabama, Arkansas, Oregon, Oklahoma State, you name it, all those teams are great teams. But any one of those teams could beat anyone else if they had another opportunity to do it. Now, this weekend we had some great performances in the NFL. I mean, some people that are high draft picks, a lot of fans are waiting for them to earn their money. And so my top performances so far for yesterday's in the NFL, you had Beanie Wells, who ran like a man possessed. Went for 27 carries, 228 yards, and a touchdown. I don't think anyone saw anything like that coming, and I don't think anybody even had him on their fantasy team. But he tore it up yesterday against the Rams. 27 carries, 228 yards, one touchdown. Then there was a Chris Johnson sighting here in Tennessee, and I know all the fans here were so happy. They were like a breath of fresh air. This is why we bought these 28 jerseys, and this is why he was worthy of sitting out and having a lockout and demanding the contract that he got. 23 carries, 190 yards. He really looked like he was really comfortable with the run scheme. He was hitting the hole very hard, very decisively, and took advantage of what he does best. He used his speed to take away angles from the linebackers and from the secondary, and he was getting into that second and third level and really was a step away a couple times from even breaking some longer runs and probably could have had 240 yards rushing had he been able to get away from a couple of breaks that he had. Another one that was very impressive that no one's really going to talk about because they lost and because of the state of the team, but Vince Young, another former Titan, Vince Young threw for 400 yards against the New England Patriots. Now, you're probably not going to hear a whole lot about that, but when's the last time you would think that Vince Young is a type of quarterback with his throwing motion, and people would talk about his decision-making, and all of those things, that you would actually think about him as a strong pocket quarterback to throw for 400 yards? Now, with that being said, I know right now in Philadelphia there's a lot of urgency to try to get Andy Reid out of there because they're disappointed with the season so far. But one thing you cannot argue with is the fact that he is able to teach young quarterbacks how to play the game and how to be productive in the NFL, making decisions, throwing the ball, and throwing the ball accurately. He stood in the pocket strong and made some great throws. And so those are my top three performances: Beanie Wells, Chris Johnson, Vince Young. And then quickly before we go to break, we have a log jam in this NFC and AFC playoff picture. And I want to hear from you. Go on Facebook, and I want to hear from you and let me know who you think in the NFC will make the wild card. You've got the Giants, the Lions, the Falcons, and the Bears. The Bears have a backup quarterback, of course. The Giants look like they're in a good position between either they're going to win their division between the Cowboys or they'll be that wild card. The Falcons are playing strong, and so it looks like either the Lions or the Bears might be the odd team out. And so let me know, do you think the Lions will be able to slide in there over the Falcons or the Giants? And then the AFC is just a hot mess. And probably the one team that no one is even talking about that has a great shot of making the playoffs, the Cincinnati Bengals. They are 7-4, one game behind the Ravens and the Steelers. And who would think the Bengals with Dalton as their rookie quarterback, possibly making the playoffs? This is the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be right back talking about the Black Friday Blues. We'll be right back after this.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete.
In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
I got all I need, and it's all right by me.
You're listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America. Thank you so much again for joining us and making this the fastest growing show here on Voice America Sports. We're excited about today's show. We're going to be talking about the Black Friday blues. So many people took advantage of Black Friday because we get so absorbed with this whole mindset of consumption. We got to have the biggest, the brightest, the shiniest. And, you know, there's a person that we're about to hear from, Wayne Huizenga Jr., who lived that life, who had everything at his fingertips. His father, of course, was the owner of the Miami Dolphins. He started this small company called Blockbuster Video. And so he had money to do whatever he wanted to do, to buy whatever he wanted to buy, to say whatever he wanted to say to whoever he wanted to say it to. He had all the things available in the world to offer, but he was still never satisfied. Let's listen to Wayne Huizenga, and then after that, we're going to be talking to Chris Hogan about this whole mindset of consumerism and what things we need to be doing as men, as leaders of our family. Let's listen to Wayne.
I wanted to be like my father. I wanted to have a nice car like he had. Private jet to fly on when we went on vacation. I wanted to be able to bless people like he did. I wanted to be respected like he was. I saw my father occasionally. He was busy building waste management at the time. His life was filled with hard work, with travel, with interesting people. He had a certain amount of power. It was a life that seemed exciting to me. Made an incredible amount of money working with Wayne Sr. there. I began to have wealth to fly, to have a nice sport fishing yacht, to live in a big home, to have an incredible amount of disposable income. We owned three sports teams. We drank in excess, went to the kind of clubs that you didn't tell your mother that you went to. I commanded an audience. I said whatever came to my mind, whether it was to you or to your wife. Self-focused. Do what I want, and I'm going to please me, no matter what that means. That was my life. An incredible banquet of all the things that the world had to offer, but just never getting full, never being satisfied, never being able to push away and say, okay, that's enough. Suddenly I was lost. Happy, but unfulfilled. Something was missing. I got a call from a couple friends, and they said, hey, Junior, we got a chance to go on a nuclear submarine for 3 days and cruise from South Carolina to Florida. Do you want to go? I said, done. We're there. We'll take our plane. And I was introduced to Captain Brad Fleetwood McDonald. We became incredible friends. He took me on his submarine, so I started taking him out of my fishing boat, and I began to ask him questions about leadership. I thought, who better than a man that commands 120 gentlemen underneath the ocean for 6 months at a time? And every time I asked him about leadership, he had his Bible. And he had this incredible peace about him that was unlike any that I'd ever seen in all the people that I had met through Wayne Sr. And one day I got up my courage and I asked him, I said, "Captain Brad, why are we so different?" Junior, he said, "You have a hole in your heart. It's consuming everything that you're trying to put in. Everything you do is trying to fill that hole. And the only way you're going to fill that hole is with a relationship with God." I thought, could that be it? Could it be that easy? All these things that I've been chasing, all these places that I'm going, a relationship with God. Well, I went home and I tried to find a church. The pastor gave an incredible sermon, and at the end, before he closed, said, "Do you think that there's a reason that God allowed you to be born? Do you think that he has a plan for your life?" It felt like he was talking right at me instead of the 4,000 people that were there. I stood up out of my chair like I was launched out by springs, and I can still hear this voice inside of me that said, "Junior, sit down. You look so silly." But there was no way. I made my way to the down the road to the aisle and forward to the front of this church that I'd never been to before, and I fell to my knees. And I began to cry. And I cried, and I listened to that pastor, and he said, "Repeat the simple words and ask Jesus into your heart." And I did. I told Jesus that I was sorry, that I loved him, and that I wanted to know what this plan for my life was. I wanted to be in this personal relationship with him if he wanted to be in it with me. It's power. Not Junior's power, but God's power, the Holy Spirit's power. The power to change. I went home and I tried to explain to my wife what happened. She looked at me and she said, "I don't know what happened, but I'm worried." She told me at one point that I'd been abducted by aliens. I didn't know what to tell her. All I knew is that I was indeed a different person. Success for me is that one day, when I die and I see Jesus, that he'll look at me and say, "Well done, my good and faithful son. I've been given such a gift based on the life that I lived, a second chance, a chance to follow Jesus, to go to heaven, to live an eternal life. And I know for certainty that I'm going to live in heaven. My father's the kind of individual that keeps his feelings very close, but I wasn't sure that he had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I got up the courage finally to lean over to my father and to ask him, "Hey Dad, have you ever prayed a prayer like that and asked Jesus into your heart?" Success is knowing that those that you love will make heaven. That's true success. I'm Wayne Heising Jr., and I am second.
That again is from our good friends at I Am Second. If you want to see that video, feel free just to go to the Freddie Scott Show on Facebook. I'll have a link for that video, or go to IamSecond.com. Powerful, powerful testimonies of people who have been transformed by the love of God, by the love of Jesus Christ, and just amazing to see how many people wish sometimes you had more. You know, I wish if I had all the money in the world, I could do this and I could do that. And here's somebody that had the world at his fingertips, and it still didn't satisfy him. And I think that's something that we can be disillusioned with during this holiday season, thinking that I can buy myself happiness. I can buy the happiness for my family, for my children, for my wife. And you know what? It really isn't about that. And today, we'll have back as our guest. I'm so excited to have my good friend and partner, Chris Hogan, a financial expert, to share with us some tips on how we should be handling our money and not having these Black Friday blues, as I call it, to make sure that we're not spending 2012 paying off the debt that we got into here during this holiday season. So, Chris, welcome to the Freddie Scott Show once again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It is definitely a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to talk with you and to hopefully give some helpful tips to people.
Well, we only have about a minute before we go to break, but I want to jump right into this. And so the bottom line is this. If I don't have money to buy gifts, what should I do? Because when you hear about what's going on in the economy, there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of just disposable income. So what do I do if I don't have money to buy gifts?
Right. Well, I think the first thing, Fred, is we got to remember the true reason for the season. And that's so important. We can get so caught up into the commercialism and consumerism that we can forget that. It's about love. And I think if you don't have money based on your situation, you know, you can do some things and give gifts that don't require money or don't require a lot of money. You know, donate your time, you know, offer to babysit for a good friend or their family. You know, I've got three kids. If you babysit for me, trust me, you're working. Okay. You're going to be spending some time chasing my boys around. But that's something that's a tangible gift that you could give to someone to babysit their kids and allow them and their spouse to go out to dinner or just to have an evening to be together. You know,
wow.
Cook someone a meal if you can. You know, cook them a meal and take it over to their home for them and their family. So it's about love and showing that you care for people. It's not about material items.
You know, it's amazing as we go to break, and we're going to pick up right here right after the break, but it sounds like what you're saying is it should be more about the acts of kindness, which really translate a whole lot more than anything that you can actually purchase for your family, because it's that act of kindness, that self-sacrifice. Because, and like you said, I've got five kids, and so if you say, hey, I'm going to babysit your kids so I can go out on a date with my wife, you are being a blessing to me far
yes.
more than anything you could pick up from a store, because that allows me to have even more time with my with the love of my life. When we come back after the break, we're going to ask some specific questions, like if you have a big extended family, how do I decide what to buy gifts for and who do I buy gifts for? As well as, is there anything really wrong with running up credit cards for Christmas? Isn't it, I mean, after all, it's a good thing who I'm buying it for. Is there anything wrong with that? We're going to get Chris to answer those questions right after this.
It's all right by me.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
It's all Arizona,
all over the world.
If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today. And thank you to everyone listening to the for the very first time. You know, if you are listening for the very first time, you are in for a treat. We're talking about the Black Friday Blues with financial expert Chris Hogan. And before we pick back up with that conversation, there's a couple that I want you to hear from. They're the Sanders. They're Jim and Joanna Sanders, and they are broke and up to their eyelids in debt. Now, do you think that they would sit down and figure out a budget? Do they get rid of the luxuries in their lives that are costing them so much? No. That's not what they do. They have come up with a brilliant plan that, as usual, involves their neighbors. So here's what not to do during this economic crisis and during this holiday season. Here's the Sanders.
Hi! It's us, the Sanders.
Hi.
Jim and Joanna.
I'm Joanna.
Now, I know you opened the door and you went, uh-oh, it's those nosy
uh-oh.
Neighbors.
Nosy neighbors.
But we're not nosy.
We're not.
Well, kind of we are.
Maybe.
Here's the deal. A lot of times throughout the years, we've knocked on your door and said, hey, what can we do for you?
Yeah.
You know? Because that's the type of people we are. But this time, we're going to kind of turn the tables.
Flip-flop.
And ask you what you can do for us.
Yeah.
Hey, hold the phones, hold the phones. You see, we'll just cut to the quick, okay?
Yeah.
We have no money. We're broke.
We got nothing.
Yeah. Zippo zookas.
Nada.
Bupkis. You see, what we've done is we've taken the happy train to Credit Town.
Woo, woo.
And we've been having so much fun, we are up
Woo!
To dead in our eyeballs.
Over our heads.
So we need your help.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Hey, aren't you believers? And we are.
We are.
We love the Lord.
So much.
We've been loving the world.
Woo!
You guys have some great stuff out there.
Really do.
And our house is proof. We got so many gizmos and gadgets.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And we ain't about to give them up.
Nope.
Okay, so here's what we've decided to do.
Yes.
We have proposed a bailout package for you to help us out with. What do you say?
Yeah.
Huh?
Hold on.
Hey, Senator, hold on there, okay? You see, we need your help because we are scared.
Yeah, we're so stressed out. We got creditors nipping at our heels like a duck on a June bug.
She's got a way with words, and it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
We're so scared. We're like a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
All right, Juno, that's enough.
Okay.
See, here's the deal. The Bible says in the book of Malachi.
That's Malachi.
Whatever. It says, God says, hey, test me with your money. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse. And I'll just be honest with you. I failed every test. And my storehouse is about to have a pool.
Woo!
We are so excited.
Yeah.
And we ain't getting rid of that.
Nope.
So what do you say? Can you help us?
Yeah.
We've earmarked this rescue plan.
Oh,
hey. It's good stuff.
It's win-win.
Come on. Okay. At least just give us some flour.
Can we have some flour? Oh! Hey, our son's birthday is this weekend. You could just take that flour and make us a whole cake.
What do you say, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fine howdy-do.
I know.
Well, I guess it's back to the house to do a revision on the rescue plan.
Well, we got to hurry. I got a manicure in 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Sanders. Of course, that was funny. That came from our good friends from the Skit Guys. And we'll have a clip, a link to that actual video. It is just hilarious, and those guys are just hilarious, just great people. But again, it sort of shines the light on what a lot of people do during this holiday season. You know they're up in debt to up to their eyeballs. They know they've gone beyond their means, but really don't even have a heart of wanting to take accountability for the position they put themselves in. So Chris, we're being joined once again by Chris Hogan, a financial expert, and he's giving us some practical tips of how we can make sure that we protect our families economically and financially during this holiday season. And so there's many, if you're like me, I've got a big extended family. And so, Chris, if I have a big extended family, how do I decide who to buy gifts for? I mean, after all, if you're my family, you're my second cousin on my mom's grandfather's uncle's side. Aren't I obligated to buy a gift for you, too?
Well, I think when you have a big extended family, one of the smartest things you can do is as adults kind of get together and draw names. My family has done this. The adults draw a name of another adult, and you buy a gift for that one adult. So it removes all this pressure of feeling like you have to buy 14, 15, 20 different gifts. And if everybody gets on the same page and adheres to it, it can be fun. Especially if you're all together and drawing that name. And then you go out and you focus your time and energy on that individual. Now for kids, a little bit different. I mean, you know, I've talked to families that have pulled money together to buy gifts for a set dollar amount for different kids and different ages. But we gotta be realistic and not have this anxiety and stress thinking you can do everything for everybody, because that's just not realistic.
Now, that's amazing. Now, when you all do that, do you all sort of come up with a price range? Because let's say if you have one family that has more means than another, and so I pulled the name out the hat, but I can get you a $100, $200, $300 gift versus Cousin Joel that, you know, is kind of struggling a little right now and is on unemployment or on a fixed income, and so I can really only afford a $20, $30 gift. You know, how do you navigate that?
Well, we as a family had done it a couple ways. Initially, we did it and there wasn't a dollar amount. So it was based on whatever the person wanted to do. Which, you know, based on if someone else drew their name and that person had more financial means, then they got a nicer gift. I mean, that's just how it works. But then years later, we did get to the point to where we did cap the gift at a certain dollar amount. If there was something someone wanted to spend over, then we pulled that money together and used it for gifts for kids. So it's really up to the family on what makes sense. Everybody knows their financial situation, but you want to do something to where everyone can feel good about being together, because remember, we said the reason for the season is love.
Right. So then, okay, so I pull the name or I know who I want to give the gift for. How do I really make a realistic determination on how much I should be spending on each gift?
Okay. To me, I think that's where you sit down, and again, if you're married, you're talking about this together, and you look at how much money do we have available to spend for Christmas this year. And if it's $400, $500, whatever it is, you come up with that dollar amount and say, okay, this is what we're going to shop with. Now, we shop for Christmas with cash. Okay, so we use debit card or cash. I don't use credit cards. They make a lot of money for credit card companies. They don't make me money. So once you have that identified, that dollar amount, now you're going to pick and decide, okay, we're going to start with grandparents. I do. I go grandparents, parents, and all the way down the line and decide, okay, who am I shopping for? And we determine a dollar amount based on family status. So grandparents get $1 amount, brothers and sisters get this dollar amount, and we stay as a family within that range.
Wow. Wow. So sounds like you all are communicating and planning versus just going to the store and you see something bright and shiny and big and a big sale sign, and then you're moved to, you know, you're compelled to, I have to get it because it's on sale right now.
And listen, you're marketed to that way. They market that way to get people to realize, oh my goodness, this is 20% off. Well, if it's 20% off and you still don't have it to pay for, it's not in your price range. Mm-hmm. Don't let this company or these store or these commercials make you feel guilty. That's what they're designed to do, is to make those companies money. You have to defend your household, and you're right, Freddie, communicating is the key. That way nobody gets bent out of shape, everybody's on the same page, and come January, you're happy because you defended your checkbook instead of being depressed about the credit card statement that's coming.
And because, you know, and that's why I call this the Black Friday blues, because, you know, you go there, you see the bright and shiny thing, and that item that you've heard about on TV, or you saw your friend or coworker have that new iPad 2 or the new iPhone or whatever gadget that you've always wanted, and then you see, oh, it's on sale, but technically you still don't have the money.
That's
you know,
right.
If you happen to use your credit card and you're using other people's money just to borrow it so that you're paying a high interest rate on it, you know, that's, you know, it sounds like what you're saying is we should go ahead and, like you said, create a budget, work within our budget. If you're going to go to a mall, be disciplined to say, I'm going to the mall with this budget, looking for an item. If you already haven't even determined what item you're going for, I'm getting this item, I'm buying this item, and I'm going out of the mall back home.
Listen, I've got a friend of mine. He takes in the exact dollar amount or you know, within $10 to $15 of what he's going in to buy. He doesn't take his wallet. He doesn't take his debit card. He doesn't take anything else because he knows himself too well. And to me, that's smart because he knows himself and he's being smart and he's given himself control by only taking in what he's willing to spend.
Wow. Now, so many of us, like you said, we're marketed to. When you go to the mall and you see all the bright and shiny things and you see all these for sale signs and you see the long lines and, you know, so you feel this rush, this urge. Some people literally, their adrenaline is just flowing and, oh, my goodness, I'm at the mall.
Yes.
You know, so how do I handle the malls and the department stores during this time of year, especially with the credit card offers? You know, because a lot of times they'll say, oh, yeah, if you open up this card, do you have this store charge card, it'll get 10% off. And isn't that a great deal to save 10% by opening up an extra credit card?
Listen, you know, if you can't control yourself in the mall or the stores, I tell people don't go. Just don't go. Don't put yourself in a situation where you know you can't control yourself. They're always asking about, what do you want to save 10% by opening up a store card? We have to acknowledge that if you save 10%, say you go, you spend $100. They offer you this card that's going to save you 10%. So it's going to save you $10 off this thing. All right? But now, if the store card is probably at 20%, so if you don't pay that bill off within 30 days, they're hitting you with 20%. So they're getting back their 10% that they discounted you on, plus the amount of interest that they're charging you on your balance. It makes the store's money. It's not a good tool for people.
Wow. When we come back after the break, we're going to answer this question. I'm going to ask you to answer this question. My kids are expecting a lot of gifts this year, and we don't have the money. How do I handle that expectation of my kids? You're listening to the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be right back after this.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
I got all I need, and it's all right by me.
You're
listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. Before bringing Chris Hogan back on to answer these few questions, especially when you're talking about if you have kids, and a lot of times our kids expect so much during the holidays. They're talking to their friends, they're watching these commercials, and they see all this stuff that's going on, and their expectation can be set very, very high when it comes to what they would like over this holiday season. And Chris is going to answer that question. But before Chris comes back, I want to hear from Tony Dungy, and he's going to share some marital advice from his years of being a coach and being married to his wife, Lauren. Here's the Dungy Diary, some marital advice from Coach Dungy.
My wife Lauren and I have been married for 29 years now, and most of it has been smooth sailing, but certainly not all of it. And there are things that come up in all marriages, and the big advice I would give couples who are having difficulty is make sure you're committed to persevere and work through anything that happens. It's easy in this day and age when you have a little problem to say, well, we're not compatible, or that means this is the end, and that's the easy way out. I don't think that's the Lord's way in anything, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a football season, whether it's a business career. It's not all smooth sailing. So when you hit those rough periods, fighting through it, being determined, and working together, that's what will keep it going. And so many couples do that, and they come through it, and your marriage is better than ever. So that would be my advice. Just make sure you're committed to each other and working through anything that comes up.
That was Tony Dungy in the Dungy Diary. And again, I'm just honored to be to work with him and the great folks at All Pro Dad as their national spokesman, as we go across the country trying to engage as many men and fathers and families across the country to simply love their kids, to love and lead their families. And for the past 4 years, it's been an honor and a joy to work alongside him and the great folks there at All Pro Dad, Mark Merrill, who's been on the show, Darren Gray, Brian Davis, George Woods. You guys are doing a great job there. And so, again, that was Tony Dungy, the Dungy Diary. And Coach Dungy basically was talking about the importance of husbands and wives staying together. And during this holiday season, I think that that's one of the biggest things, Chris, that you've been talking about, that we should have a plan, we should be communicating. It shouldn't be a surprise when we get to the store. It shouldn't be a surprise when you go to the mall. You know, we should have already communicated and possibly even managed the expectations of our kids. So before the break, I said you were going to answer this question. My kids are expecting a lot of gifts this year, and we don't have the money. What do I do?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about communicating, because I think, you know, the parents have to be communicating together and represent a unified front. That is first and foremost. That's what I've seen cause a lot of families some heartache. So if mom and dad are on the same page and communicating, you got to talk with your kids. You got to sit down and help them reset their focus. Again, I know I keep talking about the true reason for the season, but it's about love. And so you got to educate them that, you know, getting gifts is nice and it's fun, but we have to be real and let them know you do love them and you do a lot of things for them throughout the year. So this one day is not indicative of how much you love your child. It's not. And I think a lot of parents think this way. Of course you want to do a lot for your kids, but you are hopefully doing a lot for them by loving them, providing them meals and shelter, so don't let yourself start to feel guilty. You know, one of the things, Freddie, that's coming back, and you probably remember this as a child, is layaway. Layaway is coming back. Okay? And I think that's something where you can begin to teach kids the importance of money. You know, bring them there. Let them visit their gift, okay, as you're making payments on it in cash to be able to get it. But it's not about getting stuff. It's about family and love this holiday season. Talk to the kids. Have them make a list of the things they want. The parents can prioritize it and be real and honest with your child and help them reset their expectations.
And, you know, there's two issues that I sort of see there in what you just said. First of all, you cannot allow this holiday season to be the time period where you feel guilty for what you haven't done already this year. And so let me make up for the lost time. Let me make up for not being home for dinner. Let me make up for not going to your game. Let me make up for not supporting you academically. Let me make up for whatever that excuse is. And so I'm going to try to buy my way out of it.
That's right.
And then I'm getting myself deeper into debt. Now I'm depressed about that. It put my marriage and my relationship under more stress and strain because we're trying to compensate for something else. If we focus, keep our eye on the ball, and keep first things first. And if our heart is to love our kids, then the best way to show that love is not through what you buy, but it's simply what you do.
That's exactly right, Freddie.
So now you also had a great question here about running up credit cards. You know, that if we can effectively shift our focus from trying to run up the bills and trying to, you know, buy these gifts to compensate for lost time and all of that, you know, should credit cards even come into play during this holiday season?
Well, to me, that little 3x5 piece of plastic, people look at it and they put a lot of hopes and dreams on it. The problem is they also put a lot of debt on it. And the people that I work with as a financial coach across the country, everybody gets crazy in November and December, and they spend the rest of the year, the next 12 months, trying to pay it off. So to me, I see it as a limiter. I see using credit cards as preventing you from doing the things you'd want to do with your family, to be able to spend time because you're having to work overtime now to pay on this bill. So at the end of the day, the credit cards to me are dangerous. They're very, very dangerous because people have this buy now, I'll pay later attitude. And they end up paying dearly throughout the year. And it's that interest thing. And I want to tell you this statement. And I think if people will start to look at this and think about it, it'll dawn on them. Interest that you pay is a penalty. Interest that you receive is a reward. So if you're paying on anything that has interest associated, you're paying a penalty. So I want people to look at that and acknowledge it and reduce and eventually eliminate every penalty that they're paying in their life. I'm talking credit cards, store cards, car loans, and even mortgages down the road. But eliminate that and reduce or increase your reward by having your savings account grow, having your investments grow. That's what's making you money.
It sounds like, we're going to talk about this next month. For those of you listening, this is Chris Hogan, financial expert. This is the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. We are aggressively addressing these issues within our families, in our households, and a lot of times we take a perspective that is too narrow, and we look at this holiday season, we look at maybe what I didn't do or what I should have done, and so let me go and let me buy this big, bright, shiny thing, instead of realizing, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be leaving a legacy for my family. And I may not be able to get what I would love to get this holiday season, but you know what? If I put a plan in place and set a budget and, like you said, eliminate the interest payments that is the penalty, and let me go ahead and have more assets that's paying me, rewarding my money because of the things that we have available. Now, I have 30 seconds before the end of the show. When you come back next time, let's talk about how we can set realistic money goals for next year, because 2012 should be the best years of our lives if we plan and prepare properly for it. Chris, can you let everybody know how to connect with you?
Absolutely. If you can reach me at chris@chrishogan360.com. Again, that's chris@chrishogan360.com. If you have a question, feel free to email me. Love to help people as much as I can.
Thank you so much. Until next time, this is Freddie Scott reminding you to love and lead your families. We'll see you next week on the Freddie Scott Show.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be back next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll see you then.
All right, bye.